morning. My name is Mike Ware, and it's truly an honor to be asked to be part of this panel and to address this esteemed group. I think as the only prosecutor on the panel, it's appropriate that I go last and get the last word. I'm the chief of the Special Fields Bureau in the Dallas County District Attorney's Office and the head of the Conviction Integrity Unit. And I'm going to talk about all that for a few minutes here in a few minutes, but the title of this panel discussion is What We've Learned from the Todd Willingham Case, which is not a Dallas County case, although it probably could have been. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Death made his reputation, James Grigson made his reputation in Dallas County, testifying in the 70s, 80s, and I guess into the 90s. But what, and maybe this is nothing new, maybe I'm just naive, but what struck me really about the whole Willingham matter is maybe something we already know, but it's just how blatantly and shamelessly and cynically politicians are willing to meddle into the justice system for their own political ends. I mean, I don't even think you have to have an opinion as to whether or not Todd Willingham was guilty or not, or innocent, to see that if Craig Beiler, the expert who issued the report to the commission back less than a year ago, if his report had come back and said, this was the best forensic arson investigation I've ever seen in my life, and Todd Willingham was obviously guilty, then the governor would not have replaced or jerked the rug out from under the Forensic Science Commission and replaced at the last minute the chair and other key members of that commission before that report could be officially made public. So the politics of justice, politics which is about anything but the truth, and how it sometimes seems to interfere with the justice system, which is supposed to be all about the truth, is what has struck me as much as anything about the Willingham case. So let me talk about Dallas County and what we've been doing for the last 3 years or so. First, a brief history to put it into context. Well, it looks like for whatever reason my PowerPoint is... Oh, there it goes. Well, forget it. Craig Watkins took office in as the newly elected district attorney of Dallas County in January of 2007. He was the first African-American ever to be elected to District Attorney of Dallas County, actually the first one in Texas, period, to this day. And at that point, Dallas County had 9 DNA exonerations. And since the Texas statute passed in 2001, the post-conviction DNA testing statute passed in 2001, which was more than any other county in the country and more than most states. So he, Mr. Watkins, and his newly hired first assistant, Terry Moore, determined that to address that problem, they would petition the Dallas County Commissioners, and this was in the spring of 2007, for funding for a conviction integrity unit to address that problem and others, which had given the DA's office in Dallas County a history of notoriety, at least in some circles. I think that the analogy that's sometimes used, if there had been 9 airplane crashes, like there had been 9 DNA exonerations out at Reagan Airport, for example, you can be sure that there would be extensive investigations and fact-finding missions to determine the cause of the problem and to determine what needed to be done to rectify them. And perhaps just as importantly, it's our position in the district attorney's office that it is our obligation to protect the citizens of Dallas County, and if the wrong people are being convicted of violent crimes that are actually being committed by other people, we are not fulfilling our obligation to protect the citizens of Dallas County. So the commissioners agreed after some contentious debate to fund four positions in Dallas County that became the Conviction Integrity Unit. And in July of 2007, I left private practice, 23 years of private practice, to head up the unit. If I could get my PowerPoint to work. Well, I'll just make do without it. If it were working, my next slide would be quotes from both John Ashcroft and Chief Justice Roberts exalting the benefits of DNA testing, about how they are the greatest truth machine ever invented, about how DNA testing can be used to not only exonerate the innocent but convict the guilty. And how it's one of the greatest truth machines and tools of justice ever invented. Of course, in the case of Chief Justice Roberts, those were the opening words in the Osborne opinion, and the opinion kind of went downhill after that, as Mr. Osborne was denied a DNA test by the Supreme Court. But anyway, taking that rhetoric to heart, one of our first tasks with the Conviction Integrity Unit was to go back through approximately 400 to 500 cases of instances where an inmate had requested a post-conviction DNA test, but had actually been turned down for the test. By the time I started, I believe there had been 12 exonerations, DNA exonerations in Dallas County. But I would say that it appears that probably only about 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 or maybe even more than that, inmates who had requested tests had actually gotten tests. And so we got some grant money and undertook a joint project, a cooperative project with the Innocence Project of Texas and the Dallas County Public Defender's Office. And later on other innocence projects, to go back through all these old cases where requests had been made, but the inmate had actually been turned down for even a test to determine if any of those should have, in fact, gotten tests. And I think it was important that we undertook this task with the Innocence Projects, with the Public Defender's Office, for transparency purposes. I mean, I'm a prosecutor. If I go back through all the old cases and determine all those individuals were correctly denied a test, it does not hold near the weight that it does if it is a joint project with Innocence Projects and with the Public Defender's Office, who likewise are vetting these cases and determining which ones, if any, should have gotten the test.